WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back. It is the third and final hour here on Monday morning. Normally, we would be welcoming in Jack Spillane of New Bedford Light, but I don't know if he's playing an April Fool's joke on me or not and pranking me and not coming in. But I haven't seen him arrive yet. But if he does make it, we'll have a discussion with him. If not, we can save it for next week. But we can talk with you at 508-996-0500. So if you missed that in the news, Phil mentioned it, Whole Foods coming to the South Coast with a Seekonk location, and interesting why they decided to build it. They decided to build it, and I've got to think that this is something that was in the works prior to this. So the reason that they gave, GoLocalProv.com reported it, they broke the story. I don't know how they broke the story because this was, they published it Saturday and this meeting happened 2 weeks ago. On March 12th, more than 2 weeks ago. So I guess nobody reads the planning board minutes or nobody bothers to attend planning board meetings in Seekonk. But they had the story this weekend that Whole Foods is looking to build a Seekonk location. And one of the reasons that was given was because of the bridge, the Washington Bridge, and the issues it's going to have for the next 2 years. Keeping people from that area from being able to cross into Providence to shop. I mean, it's not keeping them, but certainly makes it more difficult. So the convenience factor plays into why they are moving, while they're opening a store a little bit more to the east. And I find this to be a very interesting development because that means now you're going to have three Whole Foods stores within close proximity to each other. And that kind of flies in the face of what we talked about just a few weeks ago when we said, hey, why don't they build these? Maybe they have a strategic plan of how far apart they build one store to another. So I think we can throw that plan out the window. But I would think that this development is not a new development. The bridge only shut down in December. Well, only started having the problems in December. They shut down one side. As you know, you've been following the drama. You've been following the whole saga. But all of that started in December. Now half the bridge is shut down. But the... So January, February, March... In 3 months, they put together this plan. I don't know. Perhaps, you know, the project developer was planning on building this all along and just getting Whole Foods in as a tenant as a recent development because of the bridge. But I don't think this project was just proposed 3 months ago. I mean, I know it's just been proposed to the Seekonk Planning Board, but I don't think the people who are behind this project just started having conversations in late December, early January. But you know what? We should build a location where we could have Whole Foods open up another one. So I think that they probably have been eyeing that area is what I'm saying. This was probably something they had already been thinking about, and the bridge just served as an impetus to want to put that plan in action. So will you, if you are one of those people who has repeatedly commented under our articles, whenever anything new is announced and anything new opens and we find out that something is coming into New Bedford or Fairhaven or Dartmouth, are you If you are one of those people that comments underneath it, why can't it be Trader Joe's? Why can't it be Whole Foods? I want to know. I want you to call me 508-996-0500. I want you to send me an app chat message. I want you to send me an open line voicemail on the app. I want you to send me an email, tim@wbsm.com, and let me know your thoughts on this. Is this close enough for you? Will this make your life better? Will this get you to stop wanting every store that comes in to be a Whole Foods? I already saw one person who commented on social media who said, you know, not close enough, you know, something along the lines of not close enough, but it's still closer than we were going to Cranston before. So add Cranston into the mix, because that's relatively close too. I didn't know there was one there. I just knew that there were two in Providence. One, I think, is tied into like Roger Williams University or something, like on their campus. But they obviously feel like they can have multiple locations. So because, you know, I haven't seen Jack yet, and I don't know if he's going to pop in late or what, but we can certainly continue on that discussion, 508-996-0500. I guess some of you who have never tried a Whole Foods, this might encourage you to go. Certainly not the same as if it was, you know, a 5-mile drive or a 10-mile drive, but it's not like Seekonk is that far out of the way. You can get your Chick-fil-A, your Sonic, all that stuff out that way between Seekonk and Swansea and Somerset and all that. You can head out that way and hit all the places that you don't get to go to regularly. I mean, I go to the Providence Place Mall sometimes to shop. Not on a weekly basis like you would have to. Some people, you know, can shop monthly for groceries. I envy those people. I shop weekly. And actually, I'm kind of a daily shopper. I kind of go every couple of days and just get what I need for a day or two. Because too often I will not end up going home and making the dinner that I have in the fridge because something comes up, and then next thing you know, that food is no good. Bought some shrimp the other day. I'm like, well, I better cook those up tonight or else they're not going to be good and I'll have wasted the money. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Yes, good morning. They have it in Seekonk, but that really doesn't make sense. Why isn't it closer to the New Bedford Fall River area?
Because they're more, it seems like from what Whole Foods was saying, they're more concerned about the people that are in the Bristol Tiverton area that were going to the Providence Whole Foods.
Okay, because that is not that far from Providence. Seekonk is really just over the line, about one or two towns.
Right. From what they're saying, it's because of the bridge.
Okay, so forget about us, right?
I don't know. I mean, if you keep going there and you tell them that you want one closer, maybe that will help.
Well, I've done it online, so we'll see.
All right.
Time. Okay.
Well, let us know if you hear back from anybody on it.
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, 508-996-0500. Just, you know, really important when you do call in, please turn down your radio so we don't get some of that feedback there. It gets a little hard to hear. Again, so if you want to call in and chime in, you certainly can. And then you can do just what that caller did. You can go online. You can write to Whole Foods. You can write to Trader Joe's. You can say, and they have all the contact info on their site. You can also reach out to them on social media. You know, you can tweet them or X them or whatever it's called now. See if they respond. And then when you get a response from anybody, no matter what they tell you, please forward it on to me. You can always send it to tim@wbsm.com and let me know what they tell you. Because I have, over the years, made contact with some of the folks involved in these companies from checking on rumors, hearing things. Oh, we heard this person might go here, or this business might go here, or this might happen. And so we reach out to them and we get a non-answer. Well, you know, that's we can't say anything about that now. I'm like, okay, well, but what does that mean? And then it turns out it never actually happens. I can't tell you how many times I have emailed the people at Chick-fil-A to follow up on rumors of it going to this place or that place or this place or that place. It is going in Dartmouth. And it, well, they do want to open in Dartmouth at the former Sears Auto Center. But so many times we heard, oh, they're going into the Walmart Plaza over in Wareham. They're going into, you know, in Fairhaven. They're going into the, where they're building Marisols. You know, like we've heard all of these stories. So we have to kind of track down what's true and what isn't. And the only one that's true that we can verify is that they are looking to move into the former Sears Auto Center in Dartmouth. The rest are all just rumors. Rumors going around that Trader Joe's is looking at the Christmas tree shop. Well, okay. One person starts pushing that out online and everybody starts mimicking it. Well, that's what I heard. No, you just saw one person put it out with no proof. We reach out to the company. The company says, oh, we don't have any plans for that at this time. No, please, just don't say at this time, because now you just screwed it all up for me. If you just said we have no plans for that, I don't have to obsess over it. But if you say at this time, that implies to me that that could change any minute now, and I'm going to have to keep emailing you all the time. I'm going to have to keep leaving you voicemails. Give me an answer more along the lines of, we don't have any plans to go into that location. However, we do keep the possibility of a Dartmouth location open. Well, even that, I'm still going to bother you and email you all the time. But that's what I find funny about this, is these companies try to be so secret about it. So secret about what, when they're going to open a store, where and where they're going and why. What competitive advantage is that giving you? What competitive advantage is it giving you to pretend like you're not interested in moving into a town? Maybe negotiations for real estate? That's the only thing I can think of. But you get that whole, you know, we might catch wind of something. And then we reach out, well, we're going to make an announcement on that in our own time. Or we'll give you the information, but it's embargoed until we put out our press release. Now, come on. Just confirm the story and let me tell the people. Let me get them excited. That's why when Ollie said they were coming in, they're like, you know what? We're just going to put a sign up. We need to hire local people. Let's put a sign up. But I thought it was interesting how that even caught city councilors by surprise. 508-996-0500. Hey, listen, I'm not going to tell you exactly when you should be listening for the cash code here on WBSM. I can only tell you that you're going to hear it every hour between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. each day. And then you can go to WBSM.com or the WBSM app and enter in the code. And I can't tell you that the code is coming up in the next commercial break that I'll be taking momentarily. But what I can tell you is that if you don't have the WBSM app downloaded yet, you want to do that right now. If you don't have access, if you're not in front of your computer, to enter it in at WBSM.com. You might want to go get in front of your computer right now, because we want you to have the opportunity to win $30,000. Now, each time you enter the code, each hour that you enter in a code, you are entered for the possibility of winning $100. And then each entry is also going to get you in for the grand prize of 30 grand. So you have the possibility of changing your life for the spring and summer months. What are you going to do with that money? Go on vacation, pay off your mortgage, or at least a big chunk of it, do some spring cleaning. Maybe you've got a kid that's going off to college. You need to get them a bunch of stuff or books, or maybe you want to buy them a secondhand car. They're going to be commuting to school. All of that, all possible with 30 grand. You could win cash here on WBSM. Brought to you by Architect Managed IT Services and Is Schwartz. So I'm not going to tell you that that code is coming up right now, but it could very well. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. So you did get that first cash code there. And I just want to remind you that you have to go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app and hit win cash to get to the right spot to open it. Don't just send in the code in the app chat. That's not going to get you entered. I can't help you out there. That just sends it to me. App chats just come into me and I can't do anything to help you out there. So you need to go to, if you open up the app, right on the middle buttons, you'll see the first one says win cash. Click on that and you can go there and enter the codes. And you have to find, you know, the 8 a.m. for Monday 4-1. It's the first box you'll see under the hourly codes. Plus, you'll see your chance to enter and to get some free entries for following us on social media and things like that. But you have to go to that page and enter it in to that box so that it goes into the contest drawing. Otherwise, it's just sending me a text message and I can't help you. And if you go to the WBSM website, you'll see win cash at the top. You can click on that too. That will also bring you there. So I wish I could help you out and send the code on for you, but nope, you got to put it into those right spots in order to be entered. So again, we'll have a code every hour for you between now and through the 5 o'clock hour. And that'll be each weekday coming your way. So your chance at $100 each hour and the 30 grand cash prize with win cash on WBSM. Again, brought to you by our good friends at Architect Managed IT Services and Is Schwartz. All right, now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from a man who is rich in knowledge. He might not have 30 grand to give you, but he is rich in knowledge and knowing all the current events of the day, Phil Devitt. He's rich in knowledge about the news, maybe not so much about the radio production. There we go.
President Biden bound for Baltimore. What New York prisons are doing for the solar eclipse and the truth behind April Fool's Day.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden will visit Baltimore this week to meet with state and local officials involved in recovery efforts after a deadly bridge collapse. Biden has pledged full federal support following last week's early morning disaster when a cargo ship struck a support pillar on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Six construction workers on the bridge at the time were killed, and Maryland Governor Wes Moore says their recovery remains a top priority. The largest crane on the East Coast is on the scene to assist in clearing debris from the shipping channel. Representative Tim Walberg is attempting to clarify his recent controversial statement on the use of nuclear weapons in the Gaza Strip. In a video circulating on the internet, the Michigan Republican can be heard telling constituents, quote, "We shouldn't be spending a dime on humanitarian aid. It should be like Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Get it over quick." In a statement on X Sunday, the congressman said he was just using a metaphor to convey the need for Israel to win the war against the Palestinian militant group Hamas as swiftly as possible. Former President Trump is holding a fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago this coming weekend. Mark Mayfield with more.
It's set to be hosted by a New York hedge fund billionaire. Word of the event comes after President Biden brought in $26 million in his recent star-studded Radio City Music Hall fundraiser that featured former Presidents Obama and Clinton. Trump is looking to raise at least $33 million as he trails Biden by millions in total campaign cash on hand. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Jury selection starts today in the Idaho trial of self-published doomsday author Chad Daybell, charged with conspiring with his wife Lori Vallow to kill his first wife and Vallow's two children. Vallow was sentenced to life in prison last year for murdering two of her children, ages 7 and 16, and Daybell's first wife, Tammy. She's also awaiting trial in Arizona for conspiring to kill her estranged husband and her niece's ex-husband. A number of New York prisons are getting ready for next week's eclipse by canceling visitations and scheduling lockdowns. 23 New York prisons will be closed to visitors all day on April 8th. The Department of Correction says they're directly in the path of totality, meaning total darkness from 90 seconds to 3.5 minutes between 3:15 and 3:30 p.m. during the eclipse. Other prisons not directly in the path will end visits at 2 p.m. A system-wide lockdown will then go into effect with solar eclipse glasses being handed out. More than 400,000 cars are being recalled by Kia. Jim Forbes with the latest.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says certain Telluride SUV models could roll away while in park because shaft components may not be fully engaged. The recall includes 2020 to 2024 model years. No injuries have been reported, but Kia says owners should use the emergency parking brake until their cars are fixed. I'm Jim Forbes.
And aside from the occasional technical difficulty, no fooling around on WBSM. But today is a day of practical jokes and hoaxes. Bree Tennis with the details.
Historians don't really know the origin of April Fool's Day. It could be British, it could be French, it could be Scottish. They like the day so much, they celebrate it for 2 days. It is a day of pranks, like replacing the center of an Oreo cookie with toothpaste or switching out the salt with the sugar. And it's important to keep your guard up so you're not made the fool. In all cultures, that's bad. And it's probably best to keep your boss out of your prank. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Celtics in Charlotte to play the Hornets tonight at 7, Red Sox and Oakland Athletics tonight at 9:40, and the Bruins in Nashville with the Predators on Tuesday. And NCAA men's basketball Final Four now set. NC State and Duke will match up against each other next Saturday in Phoenix, while the defending champion UConn Huskies will play Alabama in the other game.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Starting out this work week with mostly cloudy skies, temperature in the upper 30s this morning, heading into the lower 50s by this afternoon under mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight. Clouds persist, upper 30s as we head into Tuesday, starting out the day with clouds leading to a chance of rain in the afternoon due to a weak system to our south, upper 40s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app. Ooh, bop, 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 bop.
No, you're never gonna get it. No. Never, ever gonna get it.
No, not this time.
No, you're never gonna get it.
My love.
Never, ever gonna get it. No, you're never gonna get it.
Ow.
Never, ever gonna get it.
Not this time.
No, you're never gonna get it.
You know, and that might be what Whole Foods and Trader Joe's are singing to people of New Bedford. No, you're never going to get it. 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 No, no. Okay. Well, I hope they're not singing that to us, but that seems to be the way they feel because they're willing to give a third one to the Rhode Island area. But now they're saying it's because of the bridge. Okay. What about all the people that want to shop there coming from this area? You don't want to give them a store? You know, over in Walmart, the Walmart Plaza here in Fairhaven, the former job lot location has been sitting empty. Plenty of parking over there. That could be a good spot. over here where a job lot moved to, right next to it. Regal House is no longer there. That might be a great location. So, might not be big enough. Neither of those spots might be big enough. But that doesn't mean that there aren't other spots where they could move in. But instead, they're just pulling on Vogue. Never going to get it, never going to get it. Sketty sent in a Snapchat message saying she's wondering what's going to be put in the old Building 19, that they have backhoes there and other landscaping equipment. Well, there's actually a greenhouse there. That's why you're seeing that stuff. So the Klein greenhouse at Building 19 is over there. So that's what you're seeing over in that location. We also got an app chat message from Andrew in New Bedford who says, good morning, Tim. While it's nice that Whole Foods will come closer, I still feel the South Coast is underserved and New Bedford even more. Getting Ollie's is nice, but New Bedford just keeps getting Dollar Tree and Family Dollar in duplicates. We have the space. Why can't the city have some bigger stores come in? After 8 p.m., there's hardly anywhere to get coffee. No hardware stores open on a Sunday. Only Taco Bell or a gas station for late night eats. And the list goes on. Why are we not able to attract bigger stores, and why does everything shut down? Fall River is very much alive at night and has far more retail and eateries in comparison. And certainly the late night food issue was a conversation I was just having with my friend Stephanie Burke. You know that we come in and do Spooky South Coast, you know, when we do it. We'll be back in a few weeks, but the Saturday nights when we do that show, when we're all done, we're pretty hungry. And we want to have something to eat. You know, we're going to hang around and talk for a little while after the show. It'd be nice if we could have something to eat while we were doing it. But where are you going to get food at that time of night? Used to be able to go to even an IHOP and sit down. Can't go there anymore. They close at 10, I think. Most restaurants or the kitchens are closed at 9. So what are you going to do if you are somebody that wants to have something late? Now, late night coffee, I don't know too many places that have late night coffee. Maybe it's because I don't get it late at night, but, you know, outside of a convenience store or something, getting it at like Cumberland Farms, I don't know anybody that is late serving coffee late. Used to have 24-hour Dunkin' Donuts, but not so much anymore. Some still are. But, you know, Andrew's point is that why doesn't New Bedford have these things? And you can say, well, they don't have a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's because they don't feel that we are their demographic. And okay, but why is there not some of these other things that he's bringing up, like a place to eat late at night? And I think that has more to do with the fact that places don't want to be open late at night serving food anymore. It's hard to find a late night place anywhere, really. I know Charlie's, the hot dog stand, stays open till I think 2 a.m. Because they've got a couple of bars across the street that will bring them good business. But for the most part, I think most places have realized it's more trouble than it's worth to stay open late at night. On a weeknight, you might not have anybody come in the whole time. On a Friday or Saturday, you got to call the cops to break up fights. People are having trouble staffing places during regular daytime hours, let alone trying to staff them at night. So I get some of that issue. But does nobody want to try? 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello, Spooky. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Hey, late night coffee in New Bedford, Friendly Donuts.
That's true. Yeah, they're open pretty much all the time.
Yeah, the only time they're not open is Sunday to, I think, Monday. They'll open again at late nights. Sunday night, no. Yeah, they open Monday night late at 10 o'clock.
They've got coffee the time.
Yeah, all the time. And they stay open other than that 24, except for Sunday night. They're closed, okay? And I know they have, you know, casserole sandwiches there too, that they might have some around there. And, you know, wraps and things like that. I frequent it not at nighttime, but during the daytime. So that's one place that I know of. And, I think people in New Bedford ought to think, or people who might want to cause trouble, if you need something late at night, you're forcing these places to close on you. And I would think that places that stay open late at night, even if you are a troublemaker, gangbanger, whatever you want to call them, that you would want to keep some places open for yourself and not cause problems, you know?
Well, and I'll say this too. You know, I used to stop at, you know, Friendly Donut when I was an Uber driver because I would, you know, looking for something to eat, at least I could get a donut or something to tide me over. Sure. And one of the things that I noticed about that place is that everybody that went in there was always very respectful, even though it's late at night and you expect, some of these problems, you know, some of these problems might find their way in here. Everybody kind of appreciated the fact that they had this place that they could go and they respected it.
Absolutely. I could talk about in the past down the South End, because that's where I grew up, Hardest Fish and Chips that used to be around. Tough area, but nobody caused problems because even the tough guys want to get their fish and chips. Mihong restaurant that used to be open, now they just do takeout. Again, there was very little trouble in there, nice dining area and everything, because everybody wanted a decent place to get Chinese food. So if, those who are troublemakers might be listening to your show, it behooves them not to cause a problem in some of these places because you have a place there for to get something to eat or drink in the late hours that you might be around. I think COVID changed it all, though, too. When we were forced to shut down, I think some of the businesses adopted a new business model, which is, hey, I make most of my money at the earlier time, so I stay open late, you know. So
yeah, there was a summer when the Walmart in Wareham, when it was in the old location, was open 24 hours, and I thought it was great. And I'd go there at like 1 or 2 in the morning and get my shopping done when nobody else was around. But then, they decided that it just wasn't worth it because they just figured if they were going to be in stocking overnight that they might as well have the doors open and do some business. But there were so many problems that they just stopped opening. And then you lose that ability of, in the middle of the night, you wake up and your kid's throwing up and you want to go get some medicine. That was where you would go.
Well, in the city, too, where you spoke about the Klein florist there, whatever, near the old building 19. Across the way, Dunkin' Donuts there in my earlier days used to be open all night, too. I used to have friends that would go there at night to try to, pick up the waitresses, that sort of stuff. And, that's kind of, that doesn't open either, stuff like that. So, again, New Bedford's problem, high taxes. That's why businesses don't like to move in here. You have to have a tax rate that's comparable with the cities around you. With the towns around you and the city of Fall River. The city of Fall River has a lower tax rate, so why not go there and start a business? You might get a cheaper rent and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That's New Bedford's problem. But try to tell that to our taxation mayor. It's very difficult, he's got to go up on taxes every year. And to me, it's keeping people out,
All right.
Downtown, too, I often wonder why they have meters, If you're trying to get people down there, are you making that much from the change that goes in there, It's almost like saying stay away from downtown.
But I also get the point that if you didn't have the meters there, it would just be everybody that works in those businesses parked there, and then there'd be nowhere for anybody to park.
Well, you would have to, try to find up something about that. I know years ago I used to work downtown. I did some retail. And I used to have to park in the Elm Street garage, and the business would actually pay, for me to park there. I didn't have to pay anything, that sort of thing. But as far as your employees, it's just like when you're in a plaza, you tell your employees don't park in front of the door, park farther away. So I would think you'd have to, try to come up with something to solve that,
Sure. All right. Well, thank you for the call.
And by the way, before I go, how you doing? How you feeling?
I'm doing great.
That's good to hear. How much weight did you lose anyway?
About 80 pounds so far.
Wow. And you're going for more?
Yeah, probably like another 20, 25.
What do you know? 100 what?
Actually, I'm still at 204, kind of stuck at 204.
Okay. All right. Well, best of luck. Keep doing what you're doing and, carry on. By the way, where were you this weekend?
All over the place. Went to Miss Lizzie's Coffee.
Is, went Mr. to WBSM. You should have been in the radio wasn't on Easter time. I bet you guys all took a break.
That's the thing. I wasn't around, wasn't listening, didn't know.
Well, usually you and Mr. WBSM, if something was wrong, you were the guy that was in there, you know, so... I thought you were slowing down or something like that.
No, I had people sending me messages and emails after I'd already gone to bed last night about it. And I was like, I'll get in the morning. And
All right, then, Tim, you take care of yourself.
You too. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
And callers, hang on. We will get to you. But right now, I got to take a break. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. Here, Ward 3 Counselor Sean Oliver sent me a text. He says, there is development happening at the old Building 19 site as they are currently clearing and grading the land. The last known proposed development is a storage facility, a possible gym, and an updated location for Klein Greenhouse. So that's some of the things that are... So they're developing it over there, but nothing set in stone yet. So... That gives you a little bit more information. Let's take a quick call here before I got to take my final break of the program for this morning. You're next on WBSM.
What's shaking, Playboy?
What's going on? I got about 2 minutes, Lamone. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking, like, you guys, you have a lot of places that are historical buildings there in your part of the country. Like, what is the most, what is the oldest historic place in your town?
Well, we have some buildings from the 1660s around here.
Well, we're getting ready to tear down something that closes on Tuesday, and it's the Tropicana Hotel. It'll be the day before its 67th birthday, and they're going to tear it down. That place right there, and they're going to tear down until it's going to be closed until the 28th, 2028. Then let the Oakland A's move in, and so that's where they're tearing it down. That we tear down so many historical places and Landmark, Stardust, all these different places, they tear them down.
Yeah, there's no sentimentality in Las Vegas, it seems.
It's true. Beforehand, it was, everything they were proud of, especially downtown. That's the only thing, like downtown, they have like they used to have where the bus station would be down there. Now they moved it to the airport. You know, the Greyhound and stuff like that. They used to have the trains go down there, downtown. They don't do that anymore. See, it's like some people coming here to try to take advantage of that property on the spot. That's a lot of that land. The spot is worth more money being empty than it is being, you know, just letting it go that way. But
right.
It's,
yeah.
Sadly, because it's we lose so many things, and then when you see things like that happen, it tugs at your heart, you know.
Absolutely.
It's something important.
I do got to hold you there, though, because I got to take this final break. But thank you for the call. You have a great day. I got to take this last break. We'll be back in just a few moments to wrap things up. All right. Well, that's going to do it for me for today. Stay tuned for Chris. He's got South Coast Now coming your way. He's also going to have your next code coming up sometime in the 9 a.m. hour. And we'll have a code each hour now through 5 p.m. each weekday. You'll be able to get a code to enter in at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. It's all right there, nice and easy, laid out for you to be able to find it. Win cash, and you can enter to win.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.